Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. It's a little after 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Robin, everybody.
Now,
C-74.
Live from high atop the Miracle Mile, here's Robin with the news.
Yeah. All right, what's happening in the news, Robin?
Oh, a little bit of everything tonight.
All right.
Well, President Bush said today that the country is not recession-bound.
And despite
expressing concern about slowing economic growth...
Jesus.
He rejected any additional stimulus efforts, and we have some audio of the president giving the American public a little more detail on his explanation of just the state that we're in with the economy.
B-197, George Bush, everybody.
I'm concerned about the economy because I'm concerned about working Americans, concerned about people who want to, you know, put money on the table and save for their kids' education. That's why I'm concerned about the economy. I want Americans working. And there's no question the economy has slowed down. You just cited another example of slowdown. I don't think we're headed to recession, but no question we're in a slowdown. And that's why we acted, and acted strongly, with over $150 billion worth of pro-growth economic incentives, mainly money going into the hands of our consumers, and some money going to incent businesses to invest, which will create jobs.
Good.
And so we acted robustly.
Robustly.
And now it's time to determine whether or not this pro-growth package will actually work.
That's robustly. Right. And that's a $64,000 question. Hey, look, we have acted robustly.
I like the beginning of it. Listen to this.
I'm concerned about the economy because I'm concerned about working Americans.
Concerned about
people who want to, you know, put money on the table and...
What does that mean?
A gamble. He's concerned about people who want to gamble and put money on the table. Hmm. Not food. He's not concerned about people who want to put food on the table. He's mostly concerned with people who want to go like into...
Who's putting money on the table?
The Commerce Casino and put money on the table and get into like a poker tournament.
Put money on the table robustly?
Hey, look. You know, so, you know, I'm concerned for Americans who want to put money on the table robustly. By the way, one of the reporters, Robin...
Aren't you going to somewhat miss... That craziness in 11 months.
Yeah, but it'll still be around. It's like with Clinton. You know, you thought it would go away, but it really does. Never does. I don't know if you have it coming up, Robin, about him and the gas prices. Otherwise,
sure don't.
Okay. He was asked by a reporter, you know, Mr. President, what do you think about some analysts who are saying that, you know, this summer, this spring, Americans will pay $4 a gallon of gasoline? And this is reminiscent of his dad, when his dad didn't know what a gallon of milk cost or didn't know what the scanner was at the supermarket.
Right.
And he said, I'm sorry, can you repeat that? And the reporter said, yes, sir. He was very respectful. He said, yes, sir. Some analysts say that it might be $4 a gallon. $4 a gallon? But I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard that.
You know what's so really effing weird? I heard that 2 days ago.
I know.
And I don't read much news or watch much news. I just heard it.
Simply stated, you're not the president.
I saw it on the Drudge Report or on CNN.com like 2 days ago.
Well, look, I hadn't heard that. You know,
somebody's got to clip
him in.
Turn his computer on and sit him down. It's easy to do. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Well, yes, also just as important to the American people, Heinz 57 picked up a celebrity endorsement on The Tonight Show Wednesday when teen superstar Miley Cyrus told Jay Leno how much she enjoyed ketchup. She proclaimed Heinz her favorite brand and proceeded to drink it from a squeeze bottle to prove her point.
Oh.
And here we do have some audio of Miley Cyrus enjoying her favorite condiment on The Tonight Show. K-157.
All right. Miley Cyrus.
What, is Jay Leno doing like fraternity pranks now?
I don't know.
Let's see if Miley will drink that ketchup.
Now, and you also drink ketchup, which seems odd.
There's nothing odd about it. It's just good.
No. Is it odd to drink ketchup from a bottle?
But it's really good. If it tastes good, what does it
really?
Matter?
Really? Yeah.
It's like half the calories. It's a liquid,
here.
Technically.
And really, you would drink this?
Yeah. Wait, I gotta shake it. Sorry if it gets everywhere. Okay.
Is this your favorite brand?
My favorite.
I will tell you a secret. You see the 57?
Yeah.
You know why that's there?
No.
That's an air bubble. So when you put it up, tap it on there, and the ketchup
really?
Will come off it. Ooh, yeah. As a connoisseur, like if you're the...
All right, we get it. All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
Yes, well, finally, a Detroit-area restaurant owner believes he has broken the world record for largest hamburger commercially available. After 12 hours of preparation and baking, the 134-pound burger emerged Saturday at Mally's Sports Bar and Grill.
Whoa, this guy must have had some grill.
Oh, yes. It's called the Absolutely Ridiculous Burger.
What did the burger weigh? How much?
134 pounds. It's made with beef, bacon, and cheese. It was delivered on a 50-pound bun, the Detroit News and Detroit Free Press reported. It sells for $350, and orders require 24-hour notice.
How much does it go for?
$350.
Wow. My wife weighs less than that.
Yes. I mean, think about all the people you could feed with a 134-pound piece of burger, chopped sirloin.
Although my wife would have to be like a big submarine sandwich. Because she's not like just a short, fat, round chick.
Right. She's lean and, right, yes.
She has to have like almost like a 5.5-foot sub sandwich. Stick my wife in there.
Okay.
All right.
Well, first we have audio of the owner talking about how long it takes to cook this famous burger. B-164.
All right. B-164. 134-pound hamburger.
Well,
only in America.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it, Tim?
I'm doing Yakov Smirnoff's act.
In 2008.
Only in America. In Russia, burger eats you.
No, we're asking for a minimum of 24 hours notice. It actually takes 12 hours to actually cook the product. So definitely we got to have at least 24 hours notice. The more time, the better.
All right, ma'am.
Yeah, we got 134 pounds of chopped sirloin, and it's serious business. So if you're seriously into purchasing this particular burger, which again does weigh 134 pounds, please kindly provide us with sufficient notice so that we might prepare the burger for you in a timely fashion.
Doesn't that seem cheap, though?
I'm out!
134-pound burger for $300?
Around 350, what did you say, Robin?
350.
Yeah, 350.
That seems cheap.
What kind of meat are they using? Are they using like...
I doubt it's Kobe beef, but not sure.
Right.
All right, very good. Anything else in the news,
well,
Robin?
Well, yes, we have one last clip of the first customer to buy the burger. He's talking about his anticipation to eat his first big meal. B-165.
B-165. Guy is... eating the burger.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
That was the first customer?
I guess so.
I'm going to go and concentrate on my hamburger.
There he goes.
A lot of energy.
All right, anything else in the news, Robin?
That's what's happening.
Robin in the news.
America Mile. Los Angeles. Robin with the news.
All right. Brian Whitman came in tonight. He got here around 4:15. What time did you get here?
I got in about 4:25.
4:25. And we did all the pre-show rundown. We almost rehearsed the entire show. We wrote everything out.
Yes.
And then as Brian was sitting there smoking a cigar outside, he said, Conway, would you rather lend $2,000 to Michael Jackson or Jerry Wachowski? I said, what? He goes, don't you think Jerry Wachowski has a better credit rating than Michael Jackson? I said, I never thought about it, but yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah, I was chewing on my cigar, and I was thinking about how Michael Jackson is now reportedly $24, $25 million in the hole. He needs to come up with that amount in a couple of weeks, or they will foreclose on the Neverland Ranch. There will be a foreclosure, and there will be a public auction on the steps there, I guess, in Santa Ynez, California, for the Neverland Ranch. But he's got to come up with $25 million.
That guy spent too heavily then, huh?
Oh, I would say so. And also, there was a report tonight on one of the news radio stations here at CBS that one of the homes, or the home, I guess, that he owns in Encino also has many missed late payments.
Is that right?
That have not apparently, if I heard the story right, have not come in yet.
I think that's where his parents live.
Yeah, I think family members of the gloved one live in
Encino.
I've
been to that house.
Have you been to that? What kind of house is it?
It's a beautiful house.
I bet it is, yeah.
It's two stories.
Yes, Tim.
It's almost sort of like a horseshoe.
Right.
Nice big driveway there. Because I used to drive a limousine
yes,
back in the 80s.
You had men at work?
84, 85.
Men at work you had in your cab?
Yeah, I drove Michael Jackson twice.
Lionel Richie?
I drove Michael Jackson. Actually, I drove Michael Jackson's lawyer and Michael Jackson as well. But you remember the song, We Are the World?
Of course, from 1984.
We are the future. No, that's
we are the children.
Children.
We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Right. Yes.
I was at that big recording. I actually got to walk in there and watch it.
Well, it is such a beautiful song, and it's USA for Africa. Think about those in other parts of our world who are less fortunate. We are the world. It's Kiss FM.
Now tell me when you come in, when we hear you, Tim. When the world
must come together. I'll tell you a funny story about that, though. Everybody came from the awards show, and most people had... It came from the Grammy Awards.
Right.
Or the American Music Awards, one of those. I think it was American Music Awards. And everybody was sort of like, you know, they change into like a t-shirt or, you know, sweatshirt.
Sure.
And they showed up the awards. I mean, they showed up to do the song. It was going to be all night. And they had a beautiful big buffet there, which I thought was odd.
Yeah.
You know, they're raising money for starving kids in Africa. And there's, like, caviar and all kinds of crap.
Well, that's what I mean, what they want.
I just thought it was a lot.
Nah, they needed to feed the celebrities who were there. Come on,
so,
be silly.
Everybody showed up, you know, dressed down, ready to just have a full night of, you know, working and singing.
And knocking it out. Yeah. Ready to knock it out.
Sure.
Bruce Springsteen shows up with his hair all done and makeup and, you know, dressed perfectly. And everyone thought that was odd.
I've always thought he was kind of a doofus.
Yeah, it was a weird night.
Now, so anyway, you say you're in the recording studio. We don't hear you in the background
here?
You
do not hear me. I was sitting there while they recorded this, though. It was pretty cool.
Really? How close were you?
And a lot of, I was driving a limousine, and a lot of the limo drivers, you know, they asked if anyone wanted to come in. A lot of people said no. They just sit in the car. But
yeah.
I thought, wow, you get to see all these guys.
Which artist were you closest to?
Almost all of them. Kenny Rogers is in there. Bruce Springsteen.
All right. So I
Cyndi Lauper.
When we listen to this and we hear the artist, we can... there's
Willie Nelson.
So you were pretty close?
Yeah. You almost hear me there.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd love to hear you.
Thank you.
In there.
Anyway, yeah, Michael's got some problems.
So you're absolutely right. I'd rather lend Jerry Wachowski $2,000 than Michael Jackson.
So would I, and that's why I said it to you in the parking lot before the show, because Michael has, it seems that problems, obviously, I mean, I'm stating the obvious, problems have followed Michael Jackson throughout his adult life, but financial difficulties seem to be one of the primary problems that we continue to hear about with regard to the King of Pop.
All right. I read something online today.
But don't you think, I'm sorry to interrupt you, buddy. Don't you think he owns the Beatles catalog of music?
I don't think he does anymore.
Oh, did he have to sell that?
I think he did.
Ooh. So I was going to say, couldn't he sell a few songs? Couldn't he sell Love Me Do for $25 million and be fine?
Yeah, I don't think that he has that anymore.
Oh.
I don't know. I might be wrong. But I saw something online today that 1 in 100 Americans are incarcerated right now. One in a hundred Americans are currently incarcerated. 1 in 100.
Wow. That is depressing.
That is astronomical.
Oh, my word.
There's no excuse for that.
Here's some other odds I looked up. The odds of bowling a 300 perfect game in bowling?
Oh.
11,500 to 1. Better odds of you're sitting in jail. Odds of getting a hole in one? 5,000 to 1.
5,000 to 1 are the odds of getting a hole in one?
Yeah.
I've got two of them.
Odds of being an astronaut.
But Jerry, we're talking about holes in one, not cans.
We're not talking about.
Oh my bad, I missed.
Man
I
boobs. We're not talking about man boobs. We're talking.
Sorry,
about,
I misunderstood.
We're not talking about how many times you put your.
All right, come on.
In a can.
Come on. Tim.
Oh my word.
Come on.
All
right, give me some more odds. These are interesting.
The odds of being an astronaut: 13 million. To one.
Really?
The odds of winning an Olympic gold medal, 662,000 to 1. The odds of speaking Cherokee, 15,000 to 1.
Well, if you learned it, speaking Cherokee, wow.
The odds of being injured by fireworks at a big fireworks display, 19,500 to 1.
Oh, okay. You know what I think? I would actually think that the odds might even be greater than that. That's kind of a that's
the odds of an injury from shaving are 6,500 to 1.
Yeah, see, I would think the odds would be much greater than 6,500 to 1.
Much lower, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Much lower odds because you're putting a blade to your skin. You know,
the odds of drowning in a bathtub 685,000 to 1. The odds of being struck by lightning 576,000 to 1.
Really? And you know, it's interesting. With those kinds of odds, how often do we hear? Do
yeah,
we
hear it a lot.
3, 4, 5 times a year you hear about somebody being struck by lightning.
What are the odds of dating a supermodel? 88,000 to 1.
I think the odds are different for everybody.
What are the odds of you dating a supermodel?
388,000 to 1.
What are the odds of getting hemorrhoids?
Probably...
on this show?
No, the odds
1 to 1.
The odds of getting hemorrhoids, it's a medical condition. 50 to 1?
25 to 1.
Okay.
Very good.
Hey, Timmy, what are the odds of Brian calling you at 2 a.m.?
Slim nowadays.
Yeah, I don't call, actually, much.
I know, you don't.
No, because I mind my business.
The odds of dating a millionaire, 215 to 1. The odds of writing a New York Times bestseller, 220 to 1. That seems low.
That's very low, and that's I don't trust that. The odds of writing a New York Times bestseller, you know how hard it is to write a book?
Yeah.
It's a very difficult thing to do. The whole process is extremely difficult to even begin.
The odds of striking a rich on the Antiques Roadshow are 60,000 to 1.
All right. So, Jerry, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry, what about this? Let me ask you this, dude. The odds of getting a royal flush in poker...
I just read this today in a different book because I was looking at a book. But
what are the odds?
Of getting it like in 5-card draw, right?
Right.
It's like something like 818,000 to 1.
Yeah, 650,000
like
to 1. Yeah. Good for you, well, dude.
Close to that.
Hey, Jerry.
The odds of becoming president?
Well, look,
what do you think they are?
I think, 5 to 4. Isn't that what the Supreme Court decided?
What are the odds to become president?
I would say that in the odds are, well, obviously, they're 1 in 300 million.
10 million to 1.
I reject that. There's 300 million people who live in this country, and there's only one president.
Yeah, but there are ex-presidents, and there are, at one point there were 5 or 6 ex-presidents alive.
Oh, and there are people who are too young to be president.
Right, not born in this country. They take a lot of things into consideration.
Ralph Nader.
Yeah.
You might be Ralph Nader.
All right, here real quickly. The odds of dying in a car accident, 18,000 to 1.
Oh, that's grim.
The odds of dying from any kind of fall, 20,000 to 1. Let's see here. The odds of being happily married to Jerry Wischowski, 15 trillion to 1.
Whoa.
Flies up there, huh?
Repeat that for emphasis. The odds of being happily married
to Jerry Wischowski, 15 trillion to 1.
Whoa.
Let's see here. The odds of Gina Grad ever moving in to the same apartment as Shauna Woolsey, 17 trillion to 1.
Wow. 17 trillion to 1. The odds that Gina and Woolsey would live together.
She hates Woolsey. All right.
Woolsey
is the chick that used to work with us, and Gina can't stand her.
Right,
that's the bottom line.
And it's not that she can't. I don't know if she can't stand her. She's threatened by her a little bit.
Yeah, she's really jelly bread.
And she's
jealous.
She's jelly.
I'm a little jelly bread. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a little jealous.
Jealous.
Because a little jelly donut.
You know that Tim and I had a big brother relationship with Woolsey.
Well, you should. She was like 15.
Right. Oh, see.
Farting. Jealous. All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.